Inviting yourself to settle into this focused attention practice. To support predictability, the practice will be roughly 10 minutes long. You are invited to find a posture that feels supportive for you today. You might choose to sit, stand, or lie down. What form would best support and reflect wakefulness today? Perhaps beginning with a moment of orienting to the room you're in, taking a moment to look around. It's okay to turn your neck, maybe looking behind you and in front of you. And as you scan the room you're in, perhaps noticing colors and textures, light and shadow. And when you're ready, deciding if you'd like your eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. Both are equal value options. If you're choosing to have your eyes open today, perhaps taking in a little less light. And if you're choosing to have your eyes closed today, perhaps beginning to release the muscles surrounding the eyes. Knowing at any time you can open or close your eyes, you're in charge. So here there's an invitation to practice focused attention. In a moment, you will be invited to bring your attention to rest on a particular object or an anchor. The invitation is to find one that is comfortable, familiar, and accessible. An anchor offers the mind one thing to rest with and one thing to return to if and when your attention wanders. So today there's three options that you might choose. The first one is a touch point. So today you might choose to settle your attention on a touch point in your body. It might be where your feet meet the surface, noting any sensations that arise from the contact of your feet hitting the surface they're resting on. It might be the ground or a piece of furniture. Or you might choose to have your touch point as your hands, noting your hands on your lap, or perhaps they're resting on the surface you're sitting or lying on today. The second option for anchor today is your breath. For some people, the breath is a supportive anchor. So if you're choosing to rest your attention here, noticing where your breath feels most vivid right now, where your breath feels most alive, where you notice yourself breathing. For some people, it might be noted underneath the nostrils, feeling the air come in and out, touching the upper lip. Other people, the breath might be felt through the throat, chest, or abdomen. Or maybe you notice the breath somewhere I haven't mentioned. If you're choosing the anchor of breath today, as best you can, letting your attention, your full attention, rest on one area where you notice the breath. And then the third option today for an anchor is sound. You might choose to anchor your attention on sounds that arise naturally in your environment. You might notice different tones, qualities, and types of sounds. It might be sounds that are close by or sounds that are further away. You might notice sounds that are fleeting or some that are more persistent. So, choosing one of those three anchors for the practice, a touch point, your breath, or listening to sound. Or maybe you prefer another anchor I haven't mentioned, and that's okay too. So, as you begin to anchor your attention on one of these anchors, allowing your attention to rest there and returning to this anchor whenever your attention wanders, when you become distracted or engaged in thinking. So, knowing that thoughts will arise, emotions will be experienced, attention will shift and wander. These are all natural movements of the mind and not a problem. As best you can, cultivating the capacity to place, direct, and sustain your attention moment by moment. And for the next few moments, an invitation to rest your attention with this one object you've chosen to focus on. Right now, noticing where your attention is. Perhaps you notice your attention's been caught up in thinking, association, or imagery. There might be emotions present related to what you're thinking about, maybe related to this practice. And it might be available to notice any corresponding sensations present in your body. Choosing to notice where your attention's wandered. And then when you're ready, gently, kindly escorting your attention back to your chosen anchor for another moment or so. In a moment, the practice will come to an end. And knowing at any time throughout the day, you can come back to that anchor, pausing, offering space to yourself before you respond to the needs of the next moment. And as the practice comes to a close, see what would be best for your body. Is it looking around the room again, or listening to sounds, or perhaps making some movement? Thank you for your practice.